It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in. It's Cougar Sports Saturday here. KSL News Radio, Matt Biamonte, riding solo. Mitch Harper spending some quality time with his family today. We wish him and his family all the best as they enjoy Mitch at home on a Saturday when normally he'd be here and we'd be arguing BYU. But today, you just get me, Matt Biamonte, and all of my opinions. So I'm actually enjoying not hearing Mitch argue with me. So I feel like everything I say today is fact. Everything I say today is truth, even though it's not. But it's a lot of fun here on Cougar Sports Saturday. You know what was not a lot of fun for BYU fans earlier in the week was the basketball team's trip down to the UCCU Center for a number of reasons, where Utah Valley University in overtime defeated BYU 72-65. And that loss was not nearly as BYU Valley has a great chance to win the Western Athletic Conference. And at the end of the day, come March, you could look back on that loss and say, hey, that's a good loss. That's a road loss against a team that's in the tournament. We're not gonna drop you a seed for that because good on you for going on the road and playing tough games. Because Coach Pope and this staff, they've talked about this numerous times. They want to play as many quad one type games as they can. Is that loss against UVU going to be quad one? Probably not, because I don't know if UVU is going to have enough opportunities to play good teams to move up the rankings. But nevertheless, that loss pales in comparison to losing Gavin Baxter. So if you haven't heard Gavin Baxter, and this makes me sick. That whole game, I was there along with Mitch Harper. We were covering it for KSL Sports. Midway through the first half, Gavin Baxter is trailing on a fast break opportunity, and he looks to get, he was in traffic, so it looks like he just got bumped a little bit. Not a foul, not intentional, but after watching the replay, he gets bumped a little, and his knee buckles, his left knee, which had never been injured before because last year he had the right ACL tear. His left knee buckles, he goes down, and he's out for the year. So after the game, this is what the head coach of the BYU basketball team, Mark Pope, had to say about that injury to starting center Gavin Baxter.
What can you tell us about Gavin Baxter right
now? He tore his other ACL.
How much of an impact did that have on your team?
Well, it has a huge impact on our team. It doesn't have anything to do with tonight. Utah Valley beat us, and they earned it, and they deserve it. But going forward, it's we have to, it's what you do in the course of a season. A season is a journey, and you take it, and we just got to get better.
And this journey got a whole lot harder for this BYU basketball team because as the season began, they were already dealt a blow. Gavin Baxter, let's not forget, was not the starting center when the season began. That was Richard Harward. And Richard Harward had a scary moment to start the year. He's wobbling around, and you don't know what's going on. And come to find out, there are some cardiovascular, heart-related issues with Richard Harward. We may never see him again. We heard from Coach Pope earlier in the week before the loss against Utah Valley where he said it's wait and see with Richard Harward. They don't have much more information now than they did back then. So when I hear that, guys, if I'm being real, I don't expect to see Richard Harward this year at all. I hope I'm wrong. I want him to be healthy, and BYU desperately needs him. But I'm not going to count on him to come back because you've got to be really careful with this stuff. And credit the BYU for doing that because it'd be easy for them to say, we need Richard Harward. As soon as he's cleared, bring him back. That's not the approach. It's wait and see. So this leads us to our Cougar Sports Saturday poll of the day. Which BYU player on the roster needs to step up and replace the vacancy left by Gavin Baxter, who had that injury against UVU? Caleb Lohner, Fusini Traore, Gideon George, Atiki Eliatiki, three of those four guys saw time against BYU. The one who didn't was Gideon George, who was out sick. There was a little cold going out amongst the team, and he didn't play, and they could have really used him. Right now, 57% of you are saying it's Caleb Lohner, and I tend to agree. Caleb Lohner has the potential. He's got the physical tools to be an NBA player. But offensively right now, something is not clicking. And as a team as a whole, it's not clicking. They're not a good three-point shooting team. And now that they don't have any size, they have to become a good three-point shooting team overnight. It's going to be a challenge. So we're going to keep talking more BYU basketball. We're going to take another break here in Cougar Sports Saturday. Dave Rose is going to join us next. He knows all about replacing centers in the middle of the season. He did it with Brandon Davies. We'll ask him about that and much more here. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.